Tonight I would like to talk about not to live with a negative mind, because negative mind is a habitual mind that is there all the time. The mind that is not under any control or restraint. The mind that is naturally acting and reacting to the environment. Action, speech that come out of the mind is habitual. And even when you drive on the road, you look at other cars, and that negative mind automatically comes on. This car is doing this, that car is doing that. All these complaining mind, fault-finding mind, in the negative zone, playing its best, trying to find people's fault. Not satisfied inside, not satisfactory with the behaviors of the other cars. Even if they are in the wrong, we shouldn't be living in that negative mind zone. We can try to understand why other people do things, and from that, with this understanding, using wisdom, we can try and ease our mind at least. And from that mind that is at ease, we can also forgive others. Sometimes people may be not doing it to you, but it is their natural way of doing things. I remember once a friend and mine were driving back from somewhere, and there were quite a few traffic lights on the way, and there was on my right hand side is a BMW, a big BMW driving, and we didn't notice that much about that car, and my friend and I were really having a good time. We were talking and laughing, really enjoying ourselves, and then the traffic, we stop, and that car also stopped. And then when it's green, and that car really sped off, zoom, you know. But we drive normally, you know, speed. I always drive the speed. And come next traffic light, that BMW couldn't get through the traffic light, so it stopped there. And we also pull up besides there, you know, on the different lane. The light green. So we drive again, and then we drive normal, slowly and built up speed, and that car again sped off, really, you know, like a racing driver. And come next traffic light, that car's there, couldn't pass through the traffic light, and our car pull up, and we were still enjoying ourselves, making jokes and laughing, and then we had a glance at that car, and that car was very angry face, and then wind the window down and put fingers up and this and that to us. And we look at, and then we were quite surprised, quite surprised. And then we stop laughing. We just behave ourselves, understanding that that car is somehow thinking that we are laughing at him, which we were not. We were just really enjoying ourselves, you know, my friend and I. And then this time we drive really slow, so that the next traffic light we wouldn't be with that car. Luckily it wasn't. So this is what can happen sometimes with innocently what you're doing. If you live in the negative zone of the mind interprets it negatively, and then anger and frustration start setting in. From that, actions and behaviors become crude and basic. So this is what the negative mind can do. So when we go in a supermarket, use the wisdom, use the goodwill, use the good nature side of the cultivated mind, the mind that is cultivated. if people are there, you know, queue patiently. And when you patiently, don't look at other people, my goodness, look at that, you know, now only looking into their purse, now only taking out the credit card, my goodness, it's going to take a long time. And then that credit card doesn't work, so another credit card, my goodness, what she's doing. Instead of looking at that, the mind becoming negative. Just queue patiently with goodwill, with cultivated mind. Be patient. Patience is virtue in Buddhism. And, with the mind not moving, the mind not being affected, purity of the mind, let it pass through. And then it's only take extra 5-10 minutes, can't be more than that. Can't take whole day, can't take forever. Things come and things go, changing. Knowing that, you just wait, see how long they can take. And you're cultivating patience in that instance. And that is a good quality in life, that your mind is not angry, your mind is not frustrated, your mind has wisdom. It has cultivation. It can take these things with ease, with ease. So then there is no problem in your mind, in your life. There's no problem. If there are people complaining this, that from the back, let them go first. These are the good qualities. So as you can see, the mind in its natural state or uncontrolled state is habitually wild and live in the negative zone, always complaining, always finding other people's faults. We are always on the good and the right side. So to understand that, and in order to be able to withstand these negative mind, we have to purify the mind. That's what Buddha said, to purify the mind. His exact words were sabbapapassa akaranam kusalasa upasambada sacita pariyodapanam etam buddhna sasanam. That means not to do evil, to cultivate good, to purify the mind.